Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the Just Steph Show. I am Just Steph, your Italian Boston girl, moved south, who takes you by the hand and shows you how to enjoy life. Because I like to enjoy life. And guess what? Let the rain come down. We've got Angela Rain in the house today. Yay! She is Georgia Music Awards Best Female Country Artist of the Year. Woohoo! And she's got a lot going on. So we're going to talk to her about what's happening with her. And it's finally spring. The weather is so nice. And, you know, for those who are into it, next week is Easter. And I, you know, being the Sicilian girl, I got to make all my Sicilian favorites. So whether you're religious or not, you'd like all my food. It's fun. My kids love it. So we have What to Do this weekend in ATL, Living Atlanta. It's Throwback Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So we have our throwback, and we have also call us at 347-857-4104 and tell us what you got going on, what's going on this weekend with you. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about, continue my discussion on dating, and we're going to talk about soulmates. One thing I want to tell you, though, I have found my good friend Ray Giudice has his own app, and this is really fun. Now, listen, people. Do not drink and drive. This is not licensed to drink and drive. What it is, though, is Ray is just a click away, and it's your new DUI mobile app. So don't drive drunk. Click the app only to call a cab and get home safely. So you can put you right with a, you know, with a cab company, and I think Uber, too, in Uber. So you can do that. And also, if you've been drinking and the police pull you over, hit the help on being arrested button.
On your app.
And this action will send a text directly to Ray Self 24/7. I think we should do that anyway. No, that would not be good. Ray wouldn't like
that.
No, we should just text him. Ray, what are you doing? Anyhow, and so also, there's a DUI arrest guide on that app that will teach you how to protect your rights before you're arrested. And also you can click the link for a direct phone line to his office, and they answer the phone 24/7, 7 days a week. So Ray is there, right?
Yeah.
So, yay. Oh, my gosh. So exciting. So you just make sure that you're not drinking and driving. We're not promoting that at all. We are promoting justice, though. And so Ray will bring you justice. Okay, so listen. So we have, I want to talk to you a little bit more about this dating because I'm so enjoying all this. I'm having a good time. And for us, newly single, but also for this age group, okay? Okay, so 73, did you know this, Lisa? 73% of Americans believe in a soulmate. Do you? Well, hey.
I believe in a friend soulmate.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, I pulled up a couple of articles about this, but before I get into the soulmate, well, listen, let me just tell you. Both articles say your soulmate will challenge you every single day. I think that is. Lisa's my soulmate. Okay, and so, well, you know Dr. Warsaw is my shrinkmate. So. And you know what? Here's the deal, too. You feel like you've known each other your whole life, and you're completely comfortable in their presence. And after spending a few days apart, you both talk a mile a minute to catch up on what really matters. So And here's the deal, too. You know in your gut that you found the one. The physical chemistry is huge.
You're talking about a mate.
A soulmate.
Yeah.
Right. So this is, of course, if you're just looking to just date a million people, which that's your choice, that's fine. But if you're that's fine. I'm talking about if you're looking for somebody in your life, if you're looking for that soulmate, for that one person, then this is what these articles talk about. And this one I like. The relationship brings both partners a sense of inner calm. Like, I know with me, as volatile as I am and, you know, fun and crazy and passionate, I need someone to say, okay, baby, take it easy. I've got this. I can handle it. I need that. I need somebody to say, it's going to be good. It's going to be all right. Somebody who knows it's not about them. All my crazy stuff is not about them. But I'm not crazy, but I don't mean crazy. I mean fun crazy. It's not about them. Yes, crazy good. Not batshit crazy, just fun crazy. Okay. So anyway, I've been talking to this friend of mine and about how to find that soulmate. And if you don't want to waste time, I mean, at this age, we're not wasting time. You know, you might go on a few dates, and it doesn't work, you're moving on. This is if you're looking for that partner, not if you want to date 8 million people. Because that works, too, if that's what you want to do. So this person suggested that I make a list of won't tolerate and can't live without. So you can look at that and refer to that. So when something, and this brings it to the forefront of your mind, what exactly you're looking for in a person and what you don't want in a person. And so I did this. I spent a couple of, days doing it. Yeah. I showed Dr. Warsaw today. And, it was a little emotional.
Dr. W.
Well, he's, okay. Dr. W. My shrink mate. Anyhow, so I did these lists. And, it sort of evoked a little bit of emotion for me because I feel like this is what I really want in my world. And then there were things that I don't want that I have experienced. And bringing those things up were emotional for me. So it was.
That's 80% of it, knowing what you want.
Yeah.
What you don't want.
Well, so anyway, I think that that's a good thing to do, especially if you don't want to waste time. Okay, this date didn't work, you're just moving on. So anyway, but you know what? We have our favorite girl on today. She's just so cute. She's just great. I love her. She's doing a lot of stuff. She does a lot of stuff for charity. She's beautiful inside and out, hot as they come, and very talented. Angela Rain on with us today. Hey, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, pretty girl? How are you?
I'm good. Just busy, as always.
I know that busy is good. Busy. I know you
it
have a lot
good.
Of stuff going on. And how is Cowgirl do? How is Cowgirl going? Tell me about
it. It's going really well, really, really well. It was really exciting to perform it a few weeks back, and I'm going to be doing that again coming up here in the next couple of weeks with my next couple of shows. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and how's that Cutie Patootie Savant doing?
Well, he will be joining me for several of these performances, so I think he's doing pretty well, and it's always fun performing with him and collaborating on stuff, so he's an amazing performer.
I know, he is, and he's such a nice man. I mean, just what a nice man, and he's doing a lot of stuff, so I follow him on Facebook, and he's got some stuff going on. He's a great guy, so nice. And, you want to align yourself with nice people like that, especially when you've got to work with them, Anyhow, but so tell me, you've got a couple of things coming up, and tell me what you want to talk about. Do you want to talk about the Songs for Kids at Center Stage? That's April 23rd?
Sure, yeah. That's kind of probably the first that's the top of the list right now and preparing for.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually just going to be one song that I'm doing. It's a great cause. It's for a charity that's known around the country for going in and actually performing music for kids that are either in the hospital or sick or terminally ill. And they put on, in Atlanta, they put on this event at several local venues across the city. And the one that I'm going to be performing at is on April 23rd at Center Stage Loft Final.
Perfect. So that's April 23rd. And what time is that?
The event itself starts around 7:30, but I think the first performers don't go on until like 8, but it's multiple performers in one night. We each do one song. It's one
nice.
Of the top songs on the Billboard charts.
And how can the audience find out more about it? Center Stage Loft, Google that, or it's on your website, or tell us.
Yeah, if you go to my website, there's a bunch of information about the event and about the organization, and also I'm trying to actually raise money for the organization. My goal is $500 this year, so if any of the fans would like to go out and donate, all of those proceeds go directly to that organization to help fund some of the events that they put on for the children.
Okay, well, that's good to know, so I can put it on my Facebook that we're raising money for this event and going towards your $500 pot and trying to help you reach your goal. And so that's, is it AngelaRain.com? AngelaRain.com.
It is, yes, that's correct.
Okay, so check that out for that event. Now, you have something right the next night. You're going to be tired, but you're going to be busy and going. You've got so much going
yeah.
on. Yeah. You have something. 24th, and it's, again, another children's event, which is lovely at the Fox Theater, Thriving Children. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, I'm sticking with the children's theme for that week. I'm actually going to be doing another, I'm opening and closing a show that's being put on at the Fox Theater for an organization called the Center for Children and Young Adults. It's a local group home here in Atlanta. And they have a wonderful event that night. It's a gala in which there's going to be lots of things going on. There's a silent auction. There's a fashion show. There's a hair show. And then I'm, of course, performing two songs. And the evening song, the last song that I'm performing is going to be with Savon. So it's going to be a repeat of the Cowgirls Do, which I'm excited about.
Perfect. And you're going to be wearing another gown designed by Victoria Velvet. I see that.
Yes. So I always try to combine fashion as much as possible with any of these events I'm involved with. And, again, I'm going to be wearing some designs by Victoria Velvet, who's a national fashion designer, but she's got some amazing, beautiful works of art, I would call them, because that's what they feel like when I'm wearing them. And, so I'm excited about that once again to be involved.
Well,
in
I saw that. I saw that dress you wore for the red dress designed by Victoria, and it's just beautiful. And her designs are really fun and beautiful, and I think they almost look vintage. Do you think they look vintage?
Yeah, they have that vintage feel, but it's they're, what I like about it is that they're comfortable, too. It's not like I'm trying to walk around in something that I can't breathe in. I mean, they're
right.
beautiful. They're vintage style. Ornate.
Mm-hmm.
It's, great designs.
Well, that's good. So that Victoria Velvet is the designer. You can Google her and find her dresses and her designs online, and she does some beautiful dresses and gowns. So look for her. And, okay, so here's the big one. This is exciting. This is super exciting. This is May 23rd. It's the school's out party at the Hard Rock. In Atlanta. That's exciting. Tell us about that.
Yes. So this will be, I think, maybe my fourth appearance at Hard Rock Atlanta. We wanted to do something really special towards the beginning of summer. And so we're putting together this show that we're calling our School's Out Party. It's going to be tables and also standing room general admission. As I've been told, the tables have already been sold out within like 24 hours. So that's really, really exciting. But I think what's really it's making me can't wait to do the show is the fact that I've got so many different musicians that I'm going to be performing with that night. I have Robert Meadows is going to be opening for me as well as performing with my band, and he was named one of the top five rock artists in Atlanta by CBS Atlanta. And then Barry Richmond, who is a guitar legend, is going to be joining me that night. It's just going to be fun. It's going to be a party. I can't wait.
That's so exciting. And, of course, Savon's going to be there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And Savon's going to join me. We're going to do our Cowgirls Do song as well again, our collaboration. And we've got a few other surprises up our sleeve. I'm not going to explain what they are yet. Maybe next time if I join you on the show again, I can fill you in more on that. But there's a couple other big things that are going to be happening that night as well.
Well, we definitely want you back before this May 23rd event. So we'll definitely do that because we love you and we love what you're doing. We love your songs and your music and all of that. But not only that, we love who you are because of all the great things that you do for the city of Atlanta. And it's so important. And I want the city to back you in everything that you're doing because it really is important work for the city. And we need to come together as a community. But I do have to say one thing. I saw this. Are you going to Venice, Italy?
Yeah. I'm, it's crazy. This year, it's amazing, in all honesty. Some of the things that I've had an opportunity to do and some things that are just coming up that I never, my wildest dreams would have ever imagined would, be happening. But, yes, I'm one of my clothing sponsors, shapings.com, is asked me to come to Venice and be part of his annual photo shoot, which is just happens to be in Venice. So I'm excited about that. Never been, and
I've been to Venice. I have. Oh yes, it is phenomenal. It's really fun. It's really nice. I've been to a lot of parts of Italy and Sicily. Being the Italian girl, I love it. It feels like home to me. Venice is so unique. With the canals and all of that, but it's beautiful and you're gonna have a great time and you're gonna shine. You're gonna stand out, everyone's gonna love you. And you're gonna love the food. You're gonna love it's just passion. You're gonna love it. I'm so excited for you about that. I can't even wait to see those pictures. I might go with you.
You should. You should come along.
I know. It's great. It's so fun. It really is a phenomenal place, and the history is really unbelievable in Italy. It's amazing. So you're going to love it there, and you're going to have a great time. And I know you need to keep your husband close by, baby, because the Italians are going to like you.
I definitely will. He will be joining me. It's a place that's been both on our bucket list for a while, and it's just I've been blessed. I can't say anything, but I'm just a very blessed person, and that's why I try my best to pay it forward as much as I can. So.
Well, you are phenomenal. You're a great person, and we're going to have you back, I think, in a couple of weeks to make sure that we talk about the schools out party a little bit more. And so, okay, everyone. So April 23rd is Songs for Kids at the Center Stage Loft, and it's benefiting for Kids Foundation. And you have a goal. You're trying to raise $500. So get on AngelaRain.com to find out more about that. And of course, about her other events, an April 24th Thriving Children event at Fox Theater, which is a gala. So that's exciting. And of course, we're going to talk to Angela a little bit more about her May 23rd event coming up soon. Angela, thank you so, so much for being on the show today. Love you, love you. And we're going to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and love you too, and I really appreciate all that you do.
All right, thanks, babe. We'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. She's so great. She's just unbelievable. What a good girl. I mean, just doing such great things. Imagine just beautiful inside and out. Inside and out. Love her. Okay, we've got Living Atlanta. Yoo-hoo. And you know what? coming up, we have Angela's going to come back. Next week we have a big surprise, which means we don't know who's going to be here. I'm sorry.
What?
I know, I can't help it. And we have Laurie Davis from eFlirt coming up the end of the month. She's April 23rd, I believe. And so we have all that coming up. And also, you get to check me out. Check out my Facebook page, Just Steph. Follow me on Twitter, at Steph Palermo. And be on the lookout for Living Atlanta. And I'll be out and about filming all over the city, all the fun things to do, meeting all the local celebs and chefs and business owners that will promise you to make your life much better and happier and more enjoyable. So anyway, so here coming up, we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. It's a big weekend.
Oh, sister, hallelujah. Because I'm going to give it to you. Because I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Well, you know, call us 347-857-4104 if you want to tell us what you've got going on this weekend. But let me tell you, we have the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival this week, and Jeff Dollar of the Burt Show, he's with Burt, is going to be performing Thursday at Smith's Old Bar, Friday at the Improv, and Sunday at the Laughing Skull Lounge. So this is a big comedy festival that's going on. It's the Laughing Skull, and the Atlanta Improv is involved in this. So should be fun. And every Wednesday at the Atlanta Improv is open mic. So if you want to try your hand at comedy, or if you want to just go and watch the local yokels who try to make you laugh, just hit there on Wednesday night. Friday night is Studio 54 night at Three Sheets. So put on your bell bottoms and your platform shoes. Unbutton your shirt down to your belly and get ready to stay alive. And it's at Three Sheets. So they're doing it's DJ Frenzy. And of course, they always have happy hour after work, but you know, they're going to be playing all the disco songs. And we have DJ Vanessa Hundley, my dear friend, I love her. She is doing her monthly swank dance party at 10th and Piedmont, Friday from 10 to 2:30 a.m., Sunday at Cheese for karaoke, and Monday at Las Margaritas on Cheshire Bridge for karaoke. DJ Yvonne Monet, Saturday, she's at Watershed Atlanta, no cover. She gets the vibe going at 9 p.m. That sounds like fun. And DJ Spy is Friday night at Buckhead Saloon, Saturday at Flip Flop Atlanta, and Sunday at Diamond Dave in Kennesaw. And, you know, they have a wine auction at the High Museum of Art. And there's a lot of information there. There's, like, wine tastings. There's local Atlanta restaurants are all going to be there. So look at their website. Google the High Museum of Art. There's lots of stuff going on there. And we have the Atlanta the Car Show. Right, at the International Car Show at the World Congress Center. And that's going to be fun. There'll be lots of, I'm sure, stuff going on there. Cars, cute guys looking at cars,
Cute cars looking at guys,
whatever. And so, okay, and then we have at East Andrews, we have the Wine Festival on Saturday, and all their general admission is sold out, but they do have a few VIP tickets left. And they, at South, at East Andrews, their Irish Bar, they are presenting Basketball Madness. So they're going to be doing the March Madness, and it goes till April 6th, which is when they have the final four and the final two and the whatever. And, okay, at Buckhead Tavern, this is, you know, I was at Buckhead Tavern a couple times last weekend because I love it there. Johnny Esposito Jr. has got it going on with the food over there and lots of great entertainment. Friday night, he's having, this is a group, it's called, I kid you not, Slippery When Wet, and they are the ultimate Bon Jovi tribute band. And Wednesday through Friday, there's live music, Trivia Tuesdays. Wednesdays is half bottle wine night. Yay! Okay, and now, I went to their brunch on last Sunday, and it was the soft opening, little sneak peek, and this Sunday is the grand opening, and they're having Sunday brunch. It's a Sunday brunch buffet, and it's from 11 to 4, and it's only $16, and it's all you can eat. and they have $3 mimosas, $5 Bloody Marys, all of that. So, and then they also are doing watch. They have the big screen, so it's also watching the March Madness. And I was there that last Saturday night. It's a nice crowd, really super fun. And it's still risotto month at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead, Thursday, March 26th. It's tonight's short rib risotto. I love short ribs. Tomorrow night, fennel risotto, and Saturday, truffle risotto, and Tuesday, pea and mint risotto with hazelnut and extra virgin olive oil. This weekend is the Cherry Blossom Festival at Brookhaven. So there's, and the Drifters are going to be there, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's brookcherryfest.org. And tonight, there's a five-course beer dinner at King and Duke. So, okay, and okay, this is April 1st is a wine tasting, and it is didn't come up. We're having technical difficulties. I got the picture, but not the words. Oh, well, we'll figure that out. But anyway, you can Google all that wine festivals in Atlanta, and it's so easy to get all this information. You can do it. You just have to pull it from different places, and that's why I'm trying to pull it all together for you. Now, next Friday is First Friday Happy Hour at New York Prime again. I can't tell you how I love it there. It's, the crowd is just hilarious. It's a very funny crowd. And Wednesdays, of course, is Rose Bar Wednesdays. Okay, so we have time, yay, for throwback. So, wait a second now. We got a little throwback.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark?
Oh, I'm like, oh, with full force.
Oh, nice.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark? Can you see the true magic of heart on that beat in my heart?
Okay, give me, lay a few on me.
Love that hair, by the way.
Oh, Lisa, I know.
All right, what street is the Cheers Bar on?
It's Beacon Street.
Oh, there.
Come on, I'm from Boston.
Uh-oh. Okay, what variety show duo also performed this on Ice Skate?
On Ice Skate? Was it, it can be Donny Marie. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. I love Donny Marie.
You saw him.
I know. I love him.
Let's see.
I think he likes me.
Who on Saturday Night Live wrote for the fashion paper?
Oh, Father Guido.
Father Guido said
it. He goes, you got to pay for your sins.
Okay. Who is Scrappy Doo's uncle?
Scooby. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
Woo!
For all her. Right. Well, our listen. Okay. I love throwback. I love it. I love it. Okay, so listen. I'm going to end with a little Angela Rayne because I love her. She's just so cute and pretty. Okay. Okay, I am just Steph, your Italian Boston girl, moved south and taken by the hand and took you out and enjoy life. Remember, I should be Steph, move back in fun. I love you all dearly. Thank you so much for being with me today. Go back and listen to the show. Put on Blog Talk Radio, all my other shows. Find me on Facebook. I'm just Steph on Facebook at Steph Formal on Twitter. And remember, it's great to be recognized for greatness. It's great to like, savor every action. Find your bliss and follow it. Learn to love yourself. Love everybody else. Where they're at. No trying to change anybody. I love you all. Love, balance, and peace. Shout, shout, baby. I wanna ride the boat.